I'm Edie, and I have already accomplished several items on my 21 resolutions in 2021. I have decluttered my Christmas decorations, and they're all put away super neatly. I also cleaned, and I'm restocking my gift drawers. So three items are crossed off. Is it fair to cross things off my 2021 list in 2020? Well, my answer is absolutely.
Yes. Yay.
I am a single mom of three, a middle school reading specialist, and I like reading and drinking tea in my spare time.
Nice. Well, hi, I'm Leia, and I actually spent the morning of New Year's Eve with my daughter Charlotte in the bakery across the street, where I recalibrated my goals, and she came up with some of her own. So I've managed over the last few weeks to make my goals much more specific. And inadvertently, I got rid of a few of them because I couldn't remember what they were. But I also added a few more.
Weren't they written down?
Well, yes, but I didn't have access to my computer. Anyway, I live here. I live here in Beijing, one of the nearly COVID-free pockets of the world where we can still go out and eat and visit friends. And I work at an international school that is up and running.
We're the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Like always, we'll be sharing chit-chat tips and tricks.
Changing your New Year's resolutions and goals and changing your thoughts.
We will gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
Choosing a word for the year 2021.
And of course, we'll have our chit-chat challenge of the week.
In our chit-chat tips and tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better. Leia, why don't you start? Do you have a tip or a trick for us?
Well, this week I want to talk about how you can change your thinking incrementally to make yourself feel better. You know that many of us are often thinking, mostly subconsciously, about the negative side of things.
Well, I sure do.
Well, I've recently come across a wise piece of advice that I'm actually adding to my list of resolutions for the year.
What's that?
It is to question my thoughts. I mean, first you need to be aware of the messages you're constantly giving yourself. And then once you are, you can begin to question yourself and kind of gently nudge yourself into thinking better feeling thoughts.
Oh, I know exactly what you're saying, but tell us a little bit more about the how.
Okay, the how. Well, the how is simple. I actually wrote about this in a blog post the other day that you can check out on the Chit Chat Chicks or on the Chit Chat Coop or on my blog in the show notes. But it is just simply by asking yourself this question. Is this a satisfying thought?
A satisfactory thought?
No, not satisfactory. A satisfying thought.
Well, what if it isn't?
Well, then you turn it around into one that is. For example, let's say you were berating yourself about having too much to eat at dinner, and you asked yourself, is this a satisfying thought? And your answer is no. Then you'd ask yourself, well, what would a more satisfying thought be?
And?
So you might come up with something like, oh, that was such a delicious meal, and I really enjoyed it. I'm probably not going to snack tonight because that was enough to give me so much enjoyment and it filled me up too.
Okay, so you're not judging yourself anymore.
No, you've turned it around. So every time you come up with a thought that doesn't satisfy you or give you joy, you find a way to either turn it around or turn it off completely and think about something else that does give you joy. Or if you can't do any of that, then you just go and take a nap or watch something fun. Go look at cat memes or something. Because that'll turn your mood around too. Just find something that feels a little bit better.
All right. I like it, Leia.
Thanks.
Well, I wanted to let our chicks and roosters know that it is okay to change and tweak your 21 in 2021 resolutions.
Ooh.
Or to change any resolutions that aren't working for you. So I've had to make a few changes to my resolutions already, Leia.
Really? Do tell.
Well, I changed the summer of Bill Bryson to the year of Bill Bryson.
Ah. Uh-huh.
He is so prolific that he needs a whole year of my time.
I know, so many books.
I also decided that I needed to be more specific about number 13, which was schedule daily time to write.
Uh-huh.
I am in the process of figuring out a writing project, and here's a little sneak peek. I probably shouldn't even say this, but I'm coming up with a middle grade plot of that revolves around a Hall & Oates playlist on Spotify.
I can't even imagine, but man, that sounds like Edie.
Okay, so I'm in the process of figuring that out, and once my Hall & Oates plot is ironed out, I will then schedule in time to write.
Nice.
Do you think it's okay to change your mind about resolutions in January or June? Because I'm not getting a lot of joy out of making my bed either. I'll tell you that much.
Like I said, you just need to sleep in corpse pose and then you barely need to make your bed. Yes, I do think that you need to make your resolutions work for you or abandon them, just like a book, right? If you're not enjoying the book, if it's not working out, then get rid of it. If you're not invested in your resolutions, change them, for goodness sake.
Yeah, so that is your tip. Change them.
Change them or quit them.
Do I hear a campfire?
Do I hear a campfire tune?
Fire's burning, fire's burning, draw nearer, draw nearer.
It's time for Campfire Chat. Today we are going to talk about choosing a word of the year.
A word to motivate, inspire, and frame how you want your year to go. Now, Edie, I've never chosen a word of the year, though I've heard a lot of people who do, like you. So,
yes.
Yeah, you're going to need to enlighten us. Now, I know we're a few weeks into January, and some people have already chosen their words. In fact, by the time we share this episode, we'll probably be into the third week of January. But who cares? Yeah. Come up with your
word. Who cares?
Who cares?
We don't.
Grab your word if you haven't grabbed it yet, or you can change it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think this is my fourth or fifth year of choosing a word.
Uh-huh.
I had the word create 1 year with the focus on creating healthy eating habits through gardening, creating art in my studio, and creating and strengthening relationships.
Wow.
I also had the word freedom for 2 years.
2 years? Why for 2 years?
Well, I wanted freedom from certain relationships, and that doesn't seem like it's about to happen. So I almost chose the word freedom for a third year. But my friend Lena suggested I move on to a different word.
Okay.
Bravo, Lena. I couldn't see that on my own.
Okay. So what word did you choose?
Let me back up a little bit. Choosing my annual word is actually quite a process, Leia.
Is it? Okay.
And it can take some thought and tinkering to get the right word. So at first this year, I thought my word should be consistent.
Uh-huh.
But then my friend Lena asked me why I chose consistent. And I said, this is what I said to her, that I wanted to be consistent in eating habits, consistent in exercise, consistent in writing.
Uh-huh.
And then Lena pointed out that the word consistent seemed punitive.
Punitive.
Like I was down on myself for all the things I lack. And she suggested I choose a word that is motivating.
Well, that sure makes sense. Yes.
Yeah, so I threw out consistent.
Yes.
And I chose a fun word and a word that is not like me.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I chose the word celebrate.
Oh, so good.
And as if that magnificent word isn't enough, I am choosing to celebrate something different each month.
Oh, of course you are. I love this.
So I am celebrating home in January,
uh-huh.
You know, by putting things away neatly. And yesterday I actually rearranged my whole living room in celebration.
Fabulous. You'll have to send me photos.
I will. I'll be celebrating friendship in February,
okay.
And I will be celebrating my business, Prairie Girl Greetings, in March.
Oh, this is so grand. Okay, well, I actually want that word too. I love this. Okay, that said, I think I should work. Well, no, I think I should play toward finding my own word, right?
Yes, if you'd like me to, I can help you choose your word.
Like on the air?
Sure, why not? Right now.
Oh, the pressure.
You won't be able to tinker, but you know.
Okay, well, yeah, no, take me through the process. Let's try it.
Yay, you're going to love it.
Okay, I don't have a word yet. I've got nothing in mind. So let's see. I need a few clarifications, though. Is it usually like a verb, like you have to celebrate?
Well, yes, but it does not have to be. So the hosts of the podcast Happier with Gretchen Rubin have chosen words before. They do this every year.
Uh-huh.
They've chosen words like Hot Wheels, which was when someone got a car. They chose the number 6.
What?
And that had to do with like health. Like not like being a number 6 and like getting a health number to number 6.
Oh,
I don't know.
Okay.
And here's a boring word. Gretchen Rubin chose the word infrastructure, but she loved the word. It was a celebration for her. So
okay.
She needed more infrastructure to her business,
okay.
I guess.
Well, I won't be choosing infrastructure. So only one word then?
Well, it could be a phrase. It can be whatever you want. Nope. Yeah.
Okay.
But not a sentence.
Don't
choose a sentence.
Okay. So, all right. So it's not like an affirmation or something.
No. Uh-uh.
All right. And does it need to cover all aspects of my life for the year?
Why am I feeling like I'm in the classroom, Leah?
Sorry.
That's okay. I don't think so. I feel like that is a bit much to ask from just one word.
Okay.
But I like a word that, you know, like you can celebrate your family, you can celebrate your house, you can celebrate your friends. Like it can go in different, you know, directions.
All right. Okay. Well, let's give it a go.
Okay. I'm going to ask you some questions.
Okay. All right. I'm a little bit worried. Did you know that, I don't know if this will come in handy or not, but that I am a certified NLP practitioner and a hypnotherapist?
You are not.
Yes, I really am.
Well, we are going to have to highlight that in another episode. Meantime, allow me to take you on a journey to finding your word for 2021.
Okay, I guess you can't hypnotize me. Okay,
no.
So let me ask, can the audience join in? I know that a lot of people, we are halfway or more through January, but a lot of people probably haven't found their words yet, right? Or their phrases. So let's, you can all join in too, or you might decide to come up with a new word or phrase, yeah?
Yeah, that sounds good. Let's get started.
Yes, please.
All right. I usually choose my word after I write my resolutions
Oh, good.
Because that's what works for me. But I am trying to curtail my bossiness, and I want everyone to do what works for them.
Okay, bossy.
What I like to do is to first think about what I want more of in my life. So what do you want more of in your life, Leia?
Okay, well, I want more peace, joy, more baths. I do. I want to take more baths.
All right, more baths.
Okay, more ease. More, yeah, things just to sort of happen more naturally, more, you know, just flow, ease and flow. I know I've talked about that before. I want ease and flow. And fun, more fun.
Okay. So that's what you want more of in your life. Then I like to look back at my list of resolutions and goals, and I see if I can think of a word that would thread through my goals, because if your word attaches to your goals, you have more of a chance at achieving what you want.
Okay, so I've got my resolution sitting right here, so then I can take a look and go, let's see. Okay, bathing is not going to work. That verb.
You can bathe in your writing. Bathe in Netflix.
Yeah, that's right. Bathe in my reading. Well, I can bathe and read at the same time, but that's not it. Okay. Well, I want this all to be easy and to flow. I want my resolutions to do that. So to me, that actually makes sense that everything that I do, I want it to be done willingly with ease and flow. I think those are really good words. Like, they just really resonate with me. I used to have this thing, Edie, that I still use it. If it's not a hell yes, it's a no. Remember that? I've made big life decisions using this phrase. And I've also made small decisions. Do you want pizza? If it's not a hell yes, well, then no, I find something else to eat. But also taking jobs, etc. But, well, I'm not going to use that because that doesn't work here, does it?
No, you're not going to use hell yes as your phrase.
Okay. But can I use ease and flow, even if that's been sort of a part of my life already that I'm aspiring to?
Yeah. Okay. Ease and flow is great. Hell yes or hell no. Yeah. Not so much.
But ease and flow. Okay, I really love that. That resonates with me very much. So then I can take a look at my goals all over again and find a way to incorporate those words, ease and flow, into the goals. Is that right?
Yeah.
So it's easy for me to spend 5 minutes a day writing new material. It flows easily. Okay. No. It all makes sense. I like it.
Good.
Okay. Okay. So now that I have this phrase and you have your word celebrate, other people will come up with other words or phrases. How are we going to remember that and keep that at the forefront?
Well, people have made their word their screensaver.
They
have had their word engraved on dog tags and then worn the tag as a necklace.
Oh, okay. A necklace, yeah.
Because that's inexpensive. I usually make a collage with my words central to the collage. This year, I attempted to make a junk journal featuring the word celebrate. I have the front and back covers made to my journal, and I can post them on the coop. Sadly, the covers are curled up, and I kind of just like quit it for the time being. My friend Lena and I are going to be taking a class on junk journals, so it's a project I will return to.
Sorry, can you clarify what a junk journal is?
Well, it's a journal that involves you build it out of junk.
Okay. You don't keep your junk in it. That's what I was thinking.
No. I don't know. It's something I've always wanted to do, and now I'm wondering why, but,
okay.
You know, whatever. So all something right. new I am trying this year is to keep a notebook dedicated to my 21 goals.
Oh, I like that very much. Yeah.
And I put my word on the cover of my notebook. So in my notebook, I can record movies I've watched with my kids. I can list the books I have read. Personally, I like that idea of going on Etsy and finding an independent jewelry artist who will engrave your word on a bracelet or a necklace.
Okay. Or you could put it like on a snow globe. Or a mug.
Or on a shirt. You know,
and just... yeah. Actually, you know what? On my computer, you know, I have all these stickers on my computer. I could put ease and flow on there too.
You sure could. Just spell it out in stickers, Leia.
Okay. I'm liking this. It's time for the Chit Chat Challenge.
So last week, we talked about how to up-level our conversations. Did you use any of the tips, Leia?
Oh, that's a good question. I forgot. I was busy yelling at my students. What about you?
I continued on with my open-ended questions, you know, not requiring a yes or a no answer. I'm very good at those, so... I should probably review our tips and try a couple new ones.
Me too, because it was a super good episode with many, many good tips. I really think they're very valuable. Okay. Well, so this week, your challenge is to choose your one word or your phrase theme for 2021.
Then share your word on the Facebook group.
Yes, and share also why you chose it. And if you've already chosen it, that's fine. Still share it with us.
Yeah, share yeah. it. Share.
Okay, so that's it for episode 25 of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Check out the show notes for links to our blogs and a link to my Prairie Girl Greeting Shop on Etsy.
Yes, check it out. And join us next week when we'll be discussing... getting things done.
Hey, Leia, can I read a review that was left for us on iTunes?
Yeah.
This review was written by JC. He or she writes, "Fun friends. These two longtime friends provide an entertaining view of their lives. I have been a fan since the very first episode. Their upbeat attitude makes me smile. And who couldn't use more smiles these days?"
Oh, I love that. Yes, please do write us a review on iTunes because it really does get us more listens.
Yes, we truly appreciate it. Meantime, thanks for listening to this episode of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Yes, okay. Bye-bye.
Cluck.